Welcome to Torah Timecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hindi Mendelowitz. Today we're looking at Perek Kuf Mem Chet in Sefer Tehilim. That's chapter 148. It's a fascinating, fascinating approach to this Perek brought by the Malbim. And what we'll do today is follow through along with his understanding, where the Malbim presents this chapter to us. And if we could almost imagine the shape of a chapter, it's not an exercise we've done in the past. The shape of this particular mizmor, of this particular song, is a circle. How is this so? The Malbim, as an introduction, explains chapters from the creation of the world, from the first days, from the first moments, perhaps even before our world, the world we call home, existed. He explains that the creation began with an Or Elyon, with a tremendous spiritual light, that was the first emanation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gradually, there was a process where this Or Elyon was brought down closer and closer and closer to the physicality, because originally it was a purely spiritual light. And if we can almost imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu first, with his creation being a purely spiritual light, in order for our world to come into existence, it had to be broken down to a physical form in gradual stages and gradual layers, beginning from again that Or Elyon, purely spiritual, descending to the Olam HaMalachim, the world of the angels, descending then to the heavens that we recognize as surrounding our world, and then again taking on more and more physicality, until finally that purely spiritual blinding light manifests itself in our world, which has a much more physical form with shape and color that we can actually describe in words or perceive with our senses. But in a way, this physical world is a much darker, perhaps gloomier, more shadowed place of the universe than those upper spiritual spheres. In those places that are purely spiritual, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is absolute and clear. There's no shadow that makes me say, I don't see where you are, God. Whereas the ever-deepening layers of physicality often can hide or shade or veil the presence of God. So there's this descending eminence from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where slowly, 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 the light that began to be the first emanation of creation again becomes ever more physical until there can be a world like ours. Then what? Then, as the circle or the cycle continues, there's a process where the creations of this world understand that the beauty they've received comes from a God, comes from a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the upper force who created this world. And what is our obligation in receiving the beautiful Shefa, the abundance of this world that we live in, is to take this world and, so to speak, give it back, is to start at the bottom, at the most physical level of creation, and gradually take the stones and the dirt and the physical matter and elevate it and add to it sparks of holiness. Take the physical world that we find ourselves in and apply it to spiritual pursuits. Layer it with spiritual yearning. Elevate it with touches of mitzvah and of kedusha and of following Ritzon Hashem. And thus lift it up from the shadows of physicality and slowly elevate, 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 until with layers of kedusha, with layers of ruchniut, of spirituality, we, so to speak, give back that which we received to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, the picture that the Malbim paints, which will be explained in the words of this perek, is that of a circle, of the original hashpa'ah, the original emanation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being something purely spiritual, and descending, coming down in ever-increasing layers of physicality until HaKadosh Baruch Hu's influence is something we can actually touch or feel or put our hands on, being the lucky recipients of his good. We then try to take it and give it back, and so elevate ever higher, ever higher, ever higher in the second half of the circle to attach ourselves through Hashem's world back to him. And it's this circular shape, this cycle of our receiving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then in humble thanks, giving back to him by elevating his world, that is the model of Bria, the model of Hashem's creation of the world, and the model of our trying for the rest of history to elevate that world to glorify his name. As the Malbim points out, quoting Chazal, Le'atid Lavo, in the future, we are told, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is fully apparent, is fully clear, when we've come full circle, so to speak, and we don't doubt anymore where everything came from, but it's clear that it came from up and that we want to give it back to that direction, we are told that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be in the middle of a circle, a dance, a circle of tzaddikim who will all be linked hands, surrounding him again in this circular shape, dancing in joy at his presence, with each one able to point with his finger to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory in the middle, saying, "This is our God." That's the dance of Le'atid Lavo, of the future days. But it's a dance that we can try to step to, or sway to, or break into the circle. When we, in our very physical, sometimes shady, sometimes confusing world, find the sparks of light and try to elevate or direct them back up towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when we start dancing the dance of Le'atid Lavo, of the future world, already here in the world that we know, Olam Hazeh. Let's see how the Malbim applies this idea into the very words of the Perek, where we start, as always, with Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. And again, we'll start in the upper spheres. We'll start with praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the most spiritual, elevated place closest to him. Halleluka, praise God. Hallelu et Hashem min HaShemayim, praise Hashem from the heavens. Hallelu bamromim, praise him in the heights. These are the upper reaches of the heavens closest to Kisei HaKavod. Let's come down a little. Hallelu chol malachav, praise him all his angels. Hallelu chol tzva'av, all the other legions, all the other spiritual beings in Hashem's service. Hallelu shemesh v'yareach, coming closer to our world. We couldn't see the angels or these spiritual forces, but the sun and the moon are forces we can actually look at, far away as they are. Hallelu kol kochvei ol, praise him all the bright stars. Halleluhu shmei hashamayim, v'hamayim hashem al hashamayim, praise him the highest heavens and the waters that are above the heavens. And again, all of these are the praises of God as they are voiced, so to speak, as they are sung from the upper spheres, far away from the place that you and I stand. And when it comes to these heavenly bodies, Yahallelu eshem Hashem, praise the name of God, ki hu tziva, he commanded, v'nivra'u, when they were created. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not have to go to work with hammer and nails to build these. He spoke the word, yihi ol, and they existed. And once that happened, vaya'amidem la'ad le'olam, he established them forever and ever. Chok nasan v'lo ya'avol, he issued a decree that will not change. The population of these upper worlds, the angels, the sun, the moon, the stars, they have no free choice. They have no koch habchira. They cannot decide whether they will shine or perform on any given day. But rather, chak nasan velo ya'avol, they are immutable. And without any desire, without any power to change their mind, they are put into place and faithfully serve God from their place, day in, day out. Contrast to the next half. We're in our model of the circle. We started at the top, and we cycled down. Now we'll speak about the world more familiar to us. The world of Ba'alei Bechira, the world of physicality, the world that we live in, where we don't necessarily see the spiritual component of all, but as we're continuing through this perek, we understand that we are the recipients of the spiritual influence of these upper worlds we've just described. And so now we're at that bottom of the circle, and we'll start at the lowest levels of creation in the physical world, and then slowly move on up as we elevate the physical matter to come up closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pasuk Zayin, verse 7. Halu es Hashem min ha'aretz. Praise Hashem from the lowest level, from the earth. Taninim v'chal teomos, sea giants and all watery depths, even below the crust of the earth. And here we talk about the four yisodot, the four basic matters from which our world is created. Eish uvarad, sheleg v'kitol, fire and hail, snow and vapor. Ruach se'ara osa dvaro, stormy wind fulfilling his will, his word. He'arim v'chal gva'os, eitz pri v'chal arazim. We start at the bottom of the ladder of creation. We speak the dream of Yaakov Avinu was a sulam, was a ladder down on earth. V'rosho magia hashamayma. So the very bottom of that ladder is at the domim, is at the inanimate part of the world. Again, the earth, the fire, the hail, the snow, the vapor, the mountains and the hills. But now we continue up further to Tzomeach, the higher level of creation, which is growing things, which we consider alive. Eitz pri, fruit trees, v'chol arazim, and the mighty cedars. Up a rung on the ladder, we come to the chai, to the animals that actually live. Hachaya v'chol behema, beasts and all cattle, remes v'tzipor kanaf, crawling things, and birds that have wings. And then finally, the crown of creation, the midabil, the people who do have a koach habchira, who do have power to choose, to understand that the world we live in came from God, and to choose to have the ability to elevate that. Malchei Eretz v'chal le'umim, kings of the earth and all nations. Sarim v'chal shoftei aretz, princes and all judges on earth. Bachorim v'gam besulos, young men and also young women. Skenim im ne'arim, old men together with youths. All of these can take part in Yehallelu es Shem Hashem. They will praise the name of Hashem. Ki nisgav shmo levado. While these are creations, these are creatures who do have a power to choose, who do have a koach habchira and can decide whether yes or no, whatever they decide, they choose or not, ultimately it will happen that the mission of the world will come to its conclusion where the name of God and the name of God alone will have been exalted. Hodo al Eretz v'shamayim. His majesty is above earth and heaven. And where or how did it happen that ladder at the bottom of the earth can reach Rosho HaShamayimah, can reach to the top? Who are the creatures who complete this circle, who actually climb that ladder to touch the heavens and to take all the good, all the abundance HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brought down to us and elevate it? And with our thanks and our humble praise, give it back up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the form of the songs we sing. Pasuk Yudalet, verse 14. Vayarem keren le'amo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have exalted, lifted up the pride of his nation, Klal Yisrael, who are at the very top rung of the ladder, who understand better than any other the circle in which we dance. We perceive and we understand the greatness of the gifts that come down to us from Shamayim, and with humble praise and joyous song and an effort every single day to put a little more holiness into everything we do, we are the nation that gives back up that which came down. Tehila lechal chasidav. We are causing praise to the ones who devoutly serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Livnei Yisrael, am krovo. For the children of Israel, the closest, most intimately connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we act in this way, when we complete the circle, we are the ones who can stand in the middle, look how the circle dances around us, point to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the world, this is all you have given us. By trying to serve you and do your will, we humbly, with joy hopefully, with song, give it all back and elevate the beautiful world you gave us back up towards you. Of course, always with the song and the praise of Hallelujah. Praise be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for studying the Ilei Nishmot Helen Moskovitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Sherit HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.